Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it ain't true.
I'm doing this one for the bishop, though.
His ministry, wine, what up? We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
But we ain't winning for life, man. We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel
that's how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
Yeah. What? Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention. I
feed it and make you listen.
My lyrics single, you fast.
And you don't forget to mention. Alexis told me we winning.
We winning.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
Don't say sense to me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some hypocrites.
I'm really living this. Take it
to the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with drill. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this.
For sure.
Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip.
For real.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race over.
I'm gonna
win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it.
L-O-O-S-E?
Y'all really need to quit pretending.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
L-O-S-E.
Forget the
mention.
What?
What
you forgot?
Alexis told me that we
no,
winning. Some lose some. No, I'm just playing with you.
Some
don't
got
the dictionary. I don't know the definition. All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Let me feel like I'm running
out. Alexis told me that we win it.
Yeah.
Look at y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to.
I don't even understand these words.
I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for each and every person who has called in on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was the song of the new album coming up. It's called We Are Winning, featuring the late, great, immortal Bishop Alexis. We invite you to go to YouTube and check that out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to welcome everybody to our Sabbath service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our seventh-day service. Praise God. And we thank God for everybody who has called in on today, everybody who has tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. Let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together again in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we just ask that you manifest yourself in a mighty way on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength on this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability, hallelujah, to hear your word on this morning. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you have gathered us together to teach us on this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody, amen, who has called in on this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody tuned in on Blog Talk Radio this morning. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. And we thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. We want to go ahead and open up our phone lines and see if we have anybody out there today with a testimony or a prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to take those testimonies and prayer requests and place them on the throne of grace on this morning. Praise God. So we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines at this time. If there be one with a testimony and prayer request, hallelujah. Amen. The phone lines are open. Amen. Will there be one? Praise God.
Hi, Elder. How are you?
Amen. Sister Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I forgot to mute myself, but I was listening to you rap, and I cannot wait, sir, to buy the album. And please say hello to your beautiful wife, First Lady. I just thank God, you know, be safe, everyone. This is a time of Armageddon. All we can do is just continue give God praise. Like this morning, you know, I woke up giving him praise, you know, despite all of this that's going on. Just give him praise in the midst of all. So God bless you all. And it's always a pleasure hearing you and your wife and the saints on the line. I'll go back on mute. And I apologize if I was talking. That was me. I forgot to mute myself, sir. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for Sister Jennifer on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony out there on today? Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, bless the wonderful name of the Lord. Like Jennifer said, praise God. This is the time, hallelujah, to give him praise. The Bible instructs us that let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Meaning if you woke up this morning, praise God, it is a commandment that you praise the Lord, that you give him praise, that you magnify his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The problem is a lot of us wait for God to do things in our life before we begin to praise his name. Hallelujah. When we should be praising him just for being God all by himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. And for no other reason. Hallelujah. Because he is God, he deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. And over there, they praise the kings. They praise the emperors, and they praise all they leaders, amen, just because they're their leaders. Hallelujah. Just because they're in that position. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is the same. He is the Almighty. He is the Jehovah. He is the Elohim. He is the beginning and the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the creator of all. Amen. Praise God. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. For that reason alone, hallelujah, we should praise him. For that reason alone, we should magnify him. For that reason alone, we should lift his name up. Hallelujah. For no other reason. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So as we go about our day, remember, hallelujah, we got to lift his name up. We got to praise him. Hallelujah. We got to magnify him. Hallelujah. Just because of who he is. Hallelujah. On today. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Everybody that's on the line on this morning, everybody who has called in and tuned in, praise God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, amen. Then I'm going to introduce our speaker, hallelujah, on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on this morning once again. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every person that is on the line in attendance on this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the woman of God who is about to come forth and bring forth your word. Hallelujah. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head, hallelujah, to the sole of her feet. Strengthen her right now. Hallelujah. She begins to stand in the gap, hallelujah, for her brothers and sisters in Christ. And Lord, we thank you. We magnify you for the woman of God. Lead her and guide her. Hallelujah. Mold her and shape her. And Lord, make our ears attentive to your word on this morning. And Lord, we praise you, magnify you, and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. About to take the microphone on this morning. Hallelujah. And bring forth a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Is none other than our very own sister in Christ. She is a straight shooter. Hallelujah. She's going to give you the word the way the Lord gave her the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So without further ado, hallelujah, introducing to some and presenting to others, none other, hallelujah, than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Praise God on this morning.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady, to all the saints that's on the line today. Happy Saturday to everyone. I just want to thank God for an opportunity to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. And allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, Father, I pray that someone be encouraged today. I pray that someone would get strength today on the word of God. And I thank you, Father, as you hide me behind the cross. And I pray that you speak to me and through me for your glory, in your precious Son Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I had picked out a few people. I really brought this word, the green map, but God wanted me to bring it again. I was really looking forward to doing a Bruce Lee story, but he said, we just bring it on Thursday. Because I'm not feeling my best things, but doing ministry has nothing to do with how you feel. It's about doing what thus says the Lord, because obviously somebody needs this word. And I'm going to be talking about the green mouth and the way that God gave me about the green mouth. It's not the green mouth. It's called Ask the God Smile. And this movie came out in 1999. And everybody know the star, Tom Hanks. He's the boss, the big boss in this movie. I'm going to be talking about John Coffey, which is the way that God gave me about John Coffey. To me, the way he gave me, he's an angel. So let me start talking about the characters. The first person that's in this movie will be Paul. He's the boss. Percy, he is a crooked cop. You know, you always got to have somebody crooked in the midst. Then we got Brutus, which is Paul's right-hand man, right-hand. And Jane, that is Paul's wife. Dale is an inmate. Melinda, that's the woman that has cancer. John Coffey, you know, the one that was also accused of killing two girls, of course. And then we got Wild Bill. Okay, and The beginning of the story, Paul is telling this story to a friend that's in a nursing home, because he always get up every morning, he go get a piece of toast, and he go out. But what he's doing, he's feeding Mr. Jingles, but don't nobody know that he's feeding Mr. Jingles to tell his friend. And then he's sitting there just because Paul, like, he are like 108 years old now. You know, everybody he has loved has passed away, so he just alone. And he heard this song that I'm in heaven, and it made him think about John Coffey. He just started crying. And then he had to go tell his friend about what's happening. And then as the movie started, that's when we first see the movie where he's in the restroom. He has a really bad bladder infection. He's in a lot of pain, okay? But women, you know, we go through with a bladder infection. I don't know what a man goes through when they got a bladder infection, but this man was going through some problems because he said, well, the word that he said, I'm pissing razor blades. Razor blades, you know, that's painful. That's the word that he said, pissing razor. That means he was in severe pain. And this man had been married a long time. There's nothing to make you think about marriage, because he could not be intimate with his wife because he had problems. She didn't leave him. That's nothing about marriage. Marriage is not always about the good times, saints. Sometimes marriage is about the bad times. You'll find out if it's love or you'll find out if it's love. Because she still stood by him. She still took care of her. She didn't go bring him down. You cannot perform in the bedroom. It was nothing like that. Marriage is all, it's the good times, it's the bad times, it's the ugly. But as I move forward, he had to continue to go to work. And I know this man was in pain. This man, because he's the boss, so he still was in pain. He still had to do his job. And I cannot imagine being in that type of pain. I'm just thinking about it literally, like, as soon as he drink water or something, he got to go to the bathroom in that type of pain. I mean, he went to doctors and stuff. This man, it was really bad for this man. And I know it was just terrifying to have to go to the restroom, so he had to just deal with it, you know. And men, you know, they got pride. They finna show you no pain. But if you're looking at the movie, you saw how this man ran outside trying to use the restroom because he was just in so much pain, in the grand tolerant, oh, God, I mean, just in pain. But one thing I want you to know, saints, God is never, he always know our pain. He know what we're going through. And it might not come. He might not come when we want him to come, but he's right on time. So let's, I'm moving on. Okay, I'm finna talk about Bruno, that's his right hand that always got our Paul's back. And we got Percy, the cricket cop. Okay? It's they bringing in John Coffey, because John Coffey is the angel that was sent from the Lord. Okay? And when you, like I always talk about, when you chose the people allowing you, he did not kill no two little girls. Everybody saw the movie. He did not kill no two little girls. But God used them for his purpose. And when God used us for his purpose, it can become uncomfortable. People are going to lie on you. They're going to talk about you. This man went to jail for a crime that he did not commit, okay? And this man, okay, when John Coffey was standing from 6'5", okay, he's a black guy. He's a big guy, muscles and everything. They're looking at this. He's the biggest guy in the whole prison. So he's walking in, the person being all dirty as he always walking the mouth. Dead man walking, dead man. He like, Percy, just stop it, you know, because Percy just was messy. So he's always got to be one that's messy. But Percy was the one that just messy. And boss, he said, get off my mat. He said, because you started trouble. He said, don't upset the inmates because they already on the verge of snapping. Of course, they're on the verge of snapping because they locked up in, you know, one bit. Everybody just locked up. So he said, don't do that. Those are the rules. So he had to kick Percy off. And Percy got mad and hit Dale's hand, broke Dale's fingers because he started laughing. Because Percy just evil. So if they looking at John Coffey, this big old man, and they just thinking like, this man has raped two girls, killed two girls. So they just looking at him because that's what it say on the paper. He did not deny nothing. But if you look at John Coffey's spirit, this man is just so humble. He wasn't rowdy. He didn't make a lot of noise. He just stayed in his little corner. He said, can you keep the light on, boss? He said, I'm afraid of the dark. And they kind of laughed. I'm like, what do you mean he afraid of the dark? I'm going somewhere with this. So as we continue, okay, as the movie continue to move forward, Percy, this one you find out really what type of person that Percy is, because God sent a little mouse, Mr. Jingles, to Dale. And the little mouse was just out there, and Percy was just trying to kill the mouse. It was not really that deep, but Percy, by him just being evil like he was. Another thing, he was rich. He had a family and stuff. So Percy pretty much got away with a lot of stuff. Okay, so he would try to tell Paul them that he can get their job. So they were like, Percy, stop. And he was like, he's very disrespectful to the boss, which is called very disrespectful. He told him to he had to kick him out because he was upsetting everybody, making everybody on edge. And like he already told you, do not upset the inmates, okay? Don't upset them because they on the verge of snapping. But he did not care because he's like the big boss. And every time they told him, every time Paul kick him out, he go tell his uncle or somebody like that, which would make him come back to Paul, okay? As we move forward, here come Wild Bill, okay? You are okay. They already know that when they go get an inmate, you just want to make sure that you check out everything. Because when Wild Bill came in, he was playing like he was doped up on medication. He was not doped up on medication. Wild Bill is very crazy, and he loved to do crazy stuff. So Paul just come out the restroom. I mean, already in severe pain. I mean, Paul could barely stand. Like I said, don't think that God don't know our pain. God deliver us when he ready to deliver us. You're going to go through, especially if you're a minister, you're going to go through. There's no way to get out of. You just got to go through, and you just got to trust God to do whatever he said he's going to do. So as Paul's standing up there, barely could stand up. John Coffin with me, he said, careful, careful. He just, he like, careful, because John Coffin could send this man's spirit. He's evil. Okay, he come in, jump on everybody. He hit Paul in the lower part, and Paul fell to the floor. He already was in pain. So he had to try to play it off. He like, you know, they finally knock out Wild Bill and put him in a prison. Of course, person, the one they want to start stuff, he's scared about a Wild Bill. He over there hiding in the corner, won't do nothing. But he's a police officer. He like to start stuff with everybody else. But when he came to Wild Bill, a person was scared of Wild Bill. So when they finally put on Wild Bill, knocked him out and put him in a jail cell, that's when Paul falls to the floor. And that's when drunk our boss. I need to see you, boss. I need to see you. And he can barely get up. He lands literally in the middle of the floor. And he got up. He like, care. He like, come closer. God is, this is when God, this is what I'm talking about. God said, the way God gave it to me when I look at this movie, because he always gives it to me a different way. The way he gave it to me, he sent this man, a person that you wouldn't think, that's why I said be careful how you treat people, a person you wouldn't think that would help this man. Okay, for one, he is dark because they said he killed two girls. Then he real quiet. Then you really don't know if you trust him or not. But Paul got up and he went to him. He said, come closer. And Dale said, boss, you know you don't supposed to do that. You don't supposed to do that. He said, you be quiet, Dale. Then John Coffey, he grabbed him. And the sickness that he had in his body, he took it out. God sent him there. Like I said, God know our pain. God know what we're going through. Like I said, he didn't probably know how, because he didn't went to all these type of doctors. That made me think about the woman with the issue of blood. When she suffered for 12 years, she went through. She went to every doctor. She went to every physician. But she said, if I just touch the heel on his garment, I shall be made well. So he took it. And he just looking at first, he was looking at wild, looking at him real crazy, because once he took it out of him, it automatically come out of his mouth. Then he said, what did you do to me? He said, I helped it. Then I helped it. He said, tired, boss, now tired. Every time he healed, he go lay down. So he went to use the restroom, and the pain that he had was gone. And this is making you think, okay, how can they say a man that killed two little girls would do a healing like that? I mean, because he's sitting there, he's just thinking like, wow, after he went home and made love to his wife, he was like, and she was like, Paul, what happened? You know what? You went to the doctor. You okay, Paul? And, you know, he told her like, you know, he done it. But you people are like, really? This man that's in prison done it? Of course, people are not going to believe it. But God sent a witness. The first witness was Dale, the one that saw what he did to him. Okay, and as we're moving forward, the next healer comments, which would be Ms. Jenkins, because look, it's three healers, okay? It's going to be three healers. I'm going so with that. First lady, get those scriptures that I sent you as well, please. The second healing is, okay, who's going to talk about again? Percy. Percy, he just loved to pick on Dale. Okay, Dale over there playing with the mouse. Okay, like I say, God allowed everything to happen for a reason. He sent this man a mouse. He just needed a little mouse. The mouse liked it, Dale. You know, he do little tricks with Jay. He called him like a little circus mouse. And Percy, by him just being evil as he was, he come out, Dale go over there and show people about his mouse and stuff like that. He come out there being all funny, making Dale fall and laughing at Dale. And guess what? Wild Bill grabbed Percy. Percy cried like a baby and peed on himself, which made him embarrassed. So he wants revenge on that. I'm telling you, it's always somebody evil in the clique. But the God that we serve, he's so good. Don't think that you're going to do wrong and hurt God's people, that he's not going to get you. So Dale is about to be the next one up for execution. Because of murder, what he done in the past. And like he already told, he said, don't upset the pace, the inmates. So guess what Percy did? Because he's embarrassed, because he's mad, because he wants revenge, he stepped on their mouth. He cried, this man is up for execution. He's not in the right state of mind. So John Clark, he said, give him to me. So he was not dead. He was like crippled, but he had to witness it again. And the first time that he witnessed, it was just in there. The next time it was witnessed, it was in front of all the officers. See, when God do something, he want to make sure that people see what he's doing. You already were one person. The second healing, it was more people. So after, they just looking at him. They cannot believe it. Okay, their mouth's back alive. Everything's going good. And they just looking at him. Like I said, don't ever judge a book by its cover. Don't always believe what you hear, because everybody, like I said, this man did not kill no two girls. This man is in prison for something that he did not do. And what he did not do, and what we do sometimes is say, we complain too much about what we got. This man in prison for something that he did not do. This man did not murder no two girls. And he didn't get up in that prison and say, oh, I'm going through. He got up and did what thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord is heal that man. Take that battle out of that man. It ain't about you. The second healing, when the mouth was there, he said, give it to me. Give them to me. This is what ministry is about. See, pick on my strength. I wasn't feeling very well. I want to counsel the line, et cetera. I want to see, said that. I want to counsel the line because I'm not feeling well. But ministry has nothing to do with how Bolivia feels. The word of God still got to come forth because somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to know that in spite of this mess that we're going through, God is still a healer. God is still in the midst. God allows this so we can pray, so we can fast, so we can love. It's not enough love. It's too much hatred going on. And God is not pleased. This man is in prison for something that he did not do. And he did not complain not one time. Not one time about what he's going through. And I'm moving forward. And when they found when the mouse came back to life, they brought person, they showed him. They said, person, you gotta go. They said, you started too much confusion. We already told you, person, don't do that. What you all think person wanna do? He wanna get even again. He made this man suffer. They already everybody know they saw the movie that you know that you got them. With the you have to wet the sponge and put the sponge on their heads and go straight to the brain so they won't suffer so much. But person wanted this man to suffer. Why? Because he felt like he embarrassed him. How dare he, person? How you do this to me? So everybody saw how this man suffered. He suffered death, suffered. Even John Coffey felt it. Because John Coffey was the one holding Mr. Jenkins. Mr. Jenkins had ran and disappeared because the suffering was so bad. It was just so bad. And that told person that he had to go. They told Percy he had to go. So Percy already knew that he had to go. He still was already upset about that. They started talking about John Coffey because the next woman, this woman got a tumor. This woman got cancer. And everybody already saw what John Coffey, but the word of God is, I just say to God, it's in John Coffey because I love this man's spirit. So humble, never complaining. Because he could complain, but he didn't. Because I still go through with this man, still got to die. I ain't got to that far yet, okay? He still got to die. And that's all they talking about. They're like, well, how are we going to do it? Because they got to stick the man out of prison. He in prison, you know. So they're like, how are we going to do it? So they got rid of Percy. They had to get rid of Percy. And they had to bring this man out to help this woman with a tumor. And he did it. But when that cancer that was in him, God, well, how the way God gave, he let, usually when John Coffey healed, when the healing come, he always spit it out of his mouth. But when he did it this time, it did not come out. That's why he said, you can't question God. You can't question what God's going to do because God is just going to be God. We don't have no control. So he's still walking around with this stuff still in him. So they put him back in the cell. And, you know, they was kind of nervous because they were just hoping that everything go good. And everything did go good. But I always know what's in the dark, saints. What's in the dark will not always come to the light because Percy was mad. Percy was going to go tell everything that they did. Trust me, God knows. So what happened? That cancer that was in that woman, John Coffey put it in person. Talk about being evil. It got in him. It's like he snapped, like he lost his mind. And then he woke up. He shot Wild Bill. He had to kill Wild Bill. Okay? It's a meaning behind it. Phil Coffey said, Bones, take my hand. I got to show you. Because Wild Bill is the one that actually killed the girls. It was never John Coffey. John Coffey was sick there to save the girls. He said, I tried. He said, but I was too late. That's why you were crying. He said, I tried to save, but I was too late. Wild Bill is the one that killed the girls. It was never John Coffey. And when Tom Hanks, Boss, he said he just started crying because he said he killed them with their love. He said, that's how it is every day. Like I said, the love. The love, where's the love? That's why this happened too. It's the love. That's why they check on your family, talk to your family, everybody in the house, pray with your kids. It's the love. It's the love. He said, that's how it is every day. The love. Where's our love? And then when he finally found out, Percy shot Wild Bill, that's when the stuff came out of him. He got locked up. He got locked up at the mental ward. See, that's what happened when you be dirty. And that's also what happened when you come against God's people. Don't come against God's people. Don't be putting your mouth on God's people. It's just best just to be quiet and let God be God. And when Tom Hanks talked to this man, he said, what you want me to do? He said, you want me to let you go? He said, why would you do a dumb thing like that? He said, on my judgment day, he said, how am I supposed to tell God that I killed one of his angels? He said, I'm just tired. He said, I'm just tired of all the pain. I'm just tired of all the suffering. He said, one thing I'm tired of. I'm tired of us, everybody just being mean to one another. He said, I'm tired. That's what he said. He didn't say, I'm just going through this. He said, I'm tired of people being, I'm talking about this man's spirit is so deep. The way that God, it's like, I can't even look at him without God giving me revelations now. It was just so deep. He was crying when he said he's tired. And that's how God is. He's tired. We're so mean to one another. Well, I love it. We talk about people too much. Look, I'm learning God. God has me in my secret place for life. If I ain't got nothing nice to say about somebody, I don't need to be saying nothing at all. Because God is tired. God is still so good in spite of this. Because God could kill our behinds. Because it's just so much going on. It's so much disrespect. It's so much disrespect in the church. How dare you come to the church and insult the Lord with all these false prophets? You got a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a trans boyfriend, a trans girl, all this mess. You laying your hands on God's people. They hurt and they suffer. And you know your spirit ain't right. And you're laying your hands on one of God's people. They need love. It's a lot of people won't come to church no more because of so much anger. I don't want to be around those things. They're too mean. They're too mean. I'm telling y'all, this was not, I didn't want to bring this word. God said bring this word. Okay? Because I'm telling y'all, he said it's not enough love. And God still loves us. He still loves, he's protecting us. It's some people that caught this stuff now, okay? It's some that caught it. But I'm not afraid. Because I know who I serve, and I know that I serve God with all I have. When I walk out that door safe, I want to represent my Father at all times. I don't want to die and go to hell, okay? It's not no joke. Folks are dying from this, but they get me confused, saints. God allowed this to happen. Can't nothing happen in this world without God's permission. If you're a real saint, what you so fearful? If you're a real saint, why you walking around with a mask? If you're a real saint, why you got on gloves? I walk at Kroger. I don't wear no mask. I don't wear no gloves. I pray before I leave. I put my blessed oil on. I drink my blessed water. I have my candles. I use my prayer scarf. I stay in the Word. I got my full armor on. I ain't scared of no virus. Not the God I serve. He said 70 years. Anything after that is grace and mercy. Why are the saints so fearful? How are you going to draw somebody, saints, if you're scared? If you're scared, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I was scared when I was sinning. Why I'm scared when I'm a saint. First Lady, can you give me those scriptures, please? I'm talking about John Coffey, the angel. And I'm about to talk about execution for a man that did not do anything, but did what God told him to do. Why we can't do what God tell us to do without complaining? Ministry, I don't understand why folks, I didn't want to be no missionary. God told me. But I want this, I want that. I'm like, you really want that? Do you really want that suffering? You want that anointing? Okay, you want elder people anointing. You want lady people anointing. Oh, you want Miss Jennifer anointing. You want Bolivia anointing? Oh, baby, you have it. You want that kind of suffering? Do you really want that? See, y'all, they look at the glory. They don't know the story. They're looking, oh, Jennifer, look, she's so pretty. Oh, she got this.
You can't hang. This kind of suffering has you by yourself. This kind of suffering, you got to be just you and God. Everybody going to leave. Everybody going to talk. Everybody going to put their mouth on you. They're going to lie on you. Can you hang? Can you go through? Oh, can you go through it now? Maybe you're being homeless. Can you go through? Can you go through not having a car? Can you go through? You lost all your family. Can you go through? Can you go through? Let everybody get the just one to God.
Amen. Okay, we're going to start at first scripture coming from 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 17, and it reads, "Then thou handmaid said, the word of my lord the king shall know, shall now be comfortable. For as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. Therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee." In the second scripture, it's coming from Luke chapter 15, verse 10, and it reads, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And the third scripture is coming from Psalms 91, verse 11, and it reads, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Amen.
Amen, amen. As God, as you were talking, First Lady, God just gave me about the execution. As he walking in, he said, "Boss, I feel like a lot of people hate me because, you know, what they believe. That even though they know the truth, the other people, they don't know the truth." He said, "I feel like a lot of people hate me." He said, "But look at us, John. Do we hate you?" He said, "No, y'all don't." And they said, "Put him in the chair." And they tried to put that thing over his face. He said, "No." He said, "Please, boss, I'm afraid of the dart." So you have to literally look at this, how the execution, how they just killed the man that was sent from God. It just made me think about Jesus. All the stuff that he went through for us. We won't forgive. We won't love. He will beat. Now, I mean, this man, I'm talking, if you really look, this should give you a revelation, how you really should look at the movie. Because he could have said, "Look, just let me go," because he had to suffer. I mean, talking about execution. As soon as I'm thinking about the execution, make me thinking about Jesus, like the resurrection, how he was nailed to that cross, how they beat him. He said, "Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's the love that Christ had for us, and we won't do what he say do. And I'm telling y'all, saints, the ones, it's really the one. It's a saint. So folks won't come because they said we too mean. We said we won't forgive. We won't show love. We won't deal. We talk too dark. When we suffer, saints, we talk about our suffering. It's in the Bible. Don't nobody talk about they suffer. We got to go through. As John Cope, he went through it over something, saints, that he did not do. Jesus went through it over something that he did not do. He was talking about love your brother and sister. Talking about healing. They hated him. I'm telling you, this all come with ministry. But we got to be like, we make excuses. It's an excuse we make. I'm human. So is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can't keep using it. I'm human. God's still working on me. That's an excuse. That's an excuse not to be better. Let me say this to me, because I don't want nobody to get offended. God's still working on me. No, I know better. If I know better, I need to do better. If God tells me to do something, I need to do what thus says the Lord. God do not ask us how we feel. It's a lot of people dying, y'all. God is tired. Even though he's still graceful and merciful, he's tired. He's looking for the saints to come up and do what he say do. And doing what God say do, saints, it's lonely and it's uncomfortable because John Coffey died for something that he did not do. And then Paul, thank you, Lord, he bringing this back to my remembrance. He was 108 years old. He got cursed because he kept on doing the execution. He really was supposed to really just stop the execution after he met John Coffey, but he didn't. So he had the curse of seeing everybody die as he lived. He was 108 years old when he was at the nursing home. Yeah, I told you, God said, "Send me anything out there, grace and mercy." He had the curse of seeing everybody, you know, live. His wife died, everybody died. All his friends at the job, everybody had died, but he still was alive. But as I'm talking about your uncle, he was crying. It's a great, I hope y'all look at this movie. I hope you get a different perspective. Because he was crying when he saw, because I'm talking about, usually had a mask on, but he wanted no mask on the execution of how this man died of something that he did not do. And God sent us, saints, to go through. Even like, even with like, listen, even maybe think about the Daniel's, the lion's den.
Daniel and they were all online. Daniel didn't do nothing. All Daniel wanted to do was spread the word of God. Okay, he got in a situation. He was with some lions. What did he work? He worked the word of God. That's what God will put us next. God is going to put us in some situations where you can't do nothing but work the word of God. And I thank him. I thank God. I know who I am. I don't stand on hand sanitizer and no doggone mask. I stand on the word of God. I'm in a job, y'all, where it's all type of stuff going on, y'all. Folks coughing and sneezing. I pray like crazy. When it's something called common sense, it is something called common sense. But when you stand for God, baby, ain't nothing that you do is common. Because if it's common sense, Daniel wouldn't win enough with the lions. I promise you that, okay? If it was common sense, Jesus wouldn't want to say Lazarus, arise, tell Lazarus to get up, and he dead, okay? If it's common sense, he wouldn't say the woman with the issue of blood, woman to God, your faith has made you well, walk away. Baby, God don't deal with common sense, okay? So don't let you people can't punk Valencia. That's why ever say Valencia is a straight shooter. It's not that I'm mean enough. It's the way that God built me. God knows that I'm going to do what he tells me to do. I want to die and go to heaven, y'all. I don't want to be down here. I want to be up there with him where it's some peace of love, compassion. It's too much doggone anger, hatred, all this. There's no love. It's not real love. People get mad for 2 days and get divorced next week. I'm talking about real stuff, okay? And I'm ending now. I'm ending. The movie is called The Green Mouth. But it's actually God's mouth. And if you really look at the movie, really look at the type of character that John Coffey has, and thinks that's the type of character that God wants us to have. He wants us to be humble. Like, it ain't easy. I ain't say it's going to be easy, because that ain't easy, being in prison for something that you know that you didn't do, and you knowing that you're going to die. We know we're going to die one day, thanks. But this man in prison, because, see, I'm telling you, wait, God give it to my man so deep, y'all. I'm saying so deep. This man knowing he going to die. He know he going to die for something he didn't do. And I'm talking about not taking no pills like laying down, going to sleep. He was executed. Mm-hmm. So, Saints, I hope this make you think. I hope it do. I hope it make you want to spend more time with your family. I hope it make you want to pray more, because we still here. And the real saints, the real ones, they know that God got them. You're not scared. You're not fearful. You know God got you. And you're going to pray with your family. You ain't going to do nothing foolish, but you're going to still live. And what I mean still live is, like, if you know it's like a corner store, you're going to go to, like, the little corner store. I ain't saying you want party and stuff. You're going to still live and be grateful and knowing that God got you and your family. I knew a few family members that had it, y'all. That's what I did. I prayed. I don't do panic. If you want me to be afraid, don't call Valencia, baby. I go into prayer. I shut everything down. And God knows I will. Tell me something. It ain't time to panic. It's time to pray. Because it's been a long time, God. Get right. Get to pray for your kids. Pray for your kids. I don't know how many times I hear folks complaining. Oh, they kicked prayer out of school. Well, baby, it's not kicked out of school. Now you have an opportunity to pray for them. Now, but pray for your kids. Pray for your babies. Go to bed praying. Everybody, like they say, everybody buying up the toilet paper. That toilet paper is going to be so hard by time next month because you done bought all of it. I mean, Jesus. I mean, Lord, I mean, trust God. Some kind of way, trust him. Trust him. God has all power. This virus is not going to last that long, not like people think it is. God is just trying to make some people wake up and start running in the church, building. The church is in you, baby. The church still is still in you. Don't you know the saints, the ones that have been doing this in a way, like bringing forth the word on the line? Because some folks just on the line, they just started doing this. Elder now, they've been doing this all the time. See, the word still going to come forth, whether you're in the church or not. See, the word of God, I'm at work. The word of God still coming forth, no matter where I'm at. The word of God is still going to come forth. That's what God is looking for. Still continue to bring out the word of God and be more loving and be more kind. And I'm praying, I would say this, God, I'm asking you to help me to have more of a spirit like John Coffey, because there's stuff going with me. Listen, this is stuff about me I'm being unlike. And I have to ask God to change that about me. I'm talking about me. I'm real. I'm talking about me. There's stuff about me that I don't like from my mouth. I ask God to help me with my mouth. I know me. My mouth, Jesus, my mouth. Say, Lord, humble me. I have to shut up. Sometimes, y'all. I know that we got to shut down my page and get away from everything because God working on me, y'all. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. He wanted to be more humble. He wanted to be more quiet. He wanted to be more lowly, more meek. See, I could be honest about me. Okay, I go to God. God already know. He just wanted to see what I come to him about it. So it's got to be up me. It's not even really saying this for me. It's for me to be better than somebody else. It's never about me. I'm going to get my blessings as long as I do what thus says the Lord. But I'm asking God to give me, and I'm asking you this now, God, give me more of a spirit like John Coffey. More, I'm talking the spirit of him, that humble, that meek spirit. Give me more of his spirit, Lord. That's what I'm asking him right now. Telling y'all, this is God. I'm looking through the world. I look like, do you want to bring Never Back Down? Do you want to bring the Terminator? He said, no, bring forth this word. I said, God, but you gave me two different words. He said, you bring the other word Thursday. He said, you bring this. I said, they already heard it. That's what I do. I be, you see what I'm talking about? I'm ironing with him. I'll never win it. I'm talking about me. He like, bring this word. I said, okay. So thanks. My prayer is for God to make me more like John Coffey.
Elder,
it's back in your hand, man, God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on this morning. Lord, we thank you for the word that she just brought forth, Lord. Continue to strengthen her as she walks with you, Lord. Continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. Continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as you replenish her right now with the virtue that she has just poured out onto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that word on this morning. Praise God. Amen. I thank God, amen, that she came from from God's mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. To have a spirit like John Coffey. Amen. And I saw the movie as well. This, like she said, this man was so humble. Hallelujah. Praise God. Despite he was innocent, hallelujah, on death row, being accused of something he didn't do, his name has been defamed in the public. Hallelujah. He's looked at as an animal. Praise God. But yet he still maintained his integrity. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We always talk about Job. Despite whatever everything Job was going through, he always kept his integrity. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I like the way the woman of God said, give me an attitude like his. Hallelujah. Amen. An attitude where I can keep my integrity. Hallelujah. Where I can hold my peace. Hallelujah. Despite whatever's going on, hallelujah, around me. Praise God. I thought about the Hebrew boys. Amen. Remember when the king said, hallelujah, I can throw you in the fire. Praise God. They said our God can deliver us from that fire. And even if he don't deliver us, he could have. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of attitude we need to have. He can deliver us from anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if he don't, hallelujah, amen, he could have. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. All things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Praise God. So whatever God's plan is, hallelujah, I may not understand it. Hallelujah, praise God. But God know what he's doing. God wrote the book, meaning he already knows the end. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that word on this morning. Amen. From Missionary Valencia. Hallelujah on this morning. Praise God. Amen. We want to, I want to give her a quick shout out on that. She mentioned it during her sermon. Amen. And she's officially, praise God, a missionary. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for elevation. Hallelujah on this morning. Praise God. Amen. And promotion on this morning, both spiritually and physically. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up the line. Hallelujah. At this time, if there be one that has a testimony, prayer request, hey, man, maybe you have a comment on the word of God or for the woman of God on this morning. Amen. The line is open. Amen. At this time.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, man of God and the woman of God. I truly give God glory for the teaching this morning. You came out of the book of Luke, woman of God, but early I was reading the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36, read. I just want you to see the revelation as well. Keep awake, then all the time, making supplication. The word supplication means what we do, give him praise. No matter what it looks like, still praise him in the midst. that you may succeed in escaping all these things that must occur and standing before the Son of Man. What I'm trying to say is the Lord gave us all revelation, like Elder says. He wrote the book. You know, his word is truth. So it's not, we can't make it seem like we surprised by all that's going on. It could have been a whole lot worse. So when I pray, when I seek the Lord, it's not about, I heard you, woman of God, our mouth and all. You come to a point, continue asking God for his grace and his mercy upon us. When Jesus went up to the mountain and kneeled on his knees, what did he say? Despite John, Peter, and James fell asleep, he left them alone, correct? He went up to the mountain to the Father and said something simple, Father, forgive them for what they not know of what they do. Despite we may know things, we may be in denial, that's your business, and that goes for me as well. But always remember, God is the truth. Whether we want to accept it, receive it, believe it, a lot of time, I come across a lot of people correcting, like if I'm wrong, out of line, I don't mind other correcting me or whoever else. Nothing wrong with that. So a lot of us, we want to be offended by a person correcting you, and you name it. So woman of God, powerful teaching, but we got to continue, get out of ourselves and ask. Our salvation is more important because God made it clear by sending his Son as a sacrificial, whosoever, the word whosoever, whether if you are a believer, atheist, it doesn't matter. That's your business if you want to believe it or not, but it took place. So we had a point. This is the time to pray, intercede, get out of self. You see, it's nevertheless I live, it's Christ that lives. If you say you have Christ in you and we face our brothers and sisters daily, I'm keeping it real. God going to call you out, a hypocrite myself. So how can you say you love God, you never seen, but you face your neighbors, sisters, enemies? It doesn't matter who it is, but you can't stand them. Come on. Realistically, I come to a point in life, tell me the truth. My grandmother used to always say this, shame the devil. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Okay? Tell me the truth. At least I will always have it in my mind. Hey, First Lady told me the truth. Valencia told me the truth. Elder told me the truth. Don't be a hypocrite. That's why I prefer to be alone, because you're not going to smile in my face and talk behind me. Tell me the truth. That's my business if I want to accept it or not, whether if I'm in denial. But God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jennifer, praise God. And I agree with that. Tell me the truth. You know, sometimes people may be doing stuff unconsciously or subconsciously, and we don't know we're doing it. And you want to run and gossip about what I did instead of bringing it to my attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might be something I don't even know I'm doing. Praise God, that needs to be corrected. Hallelujah. Amen. But instead of correcting it, hallelujah, amen. See, that's what Jesus meant when he said if you could take the plank out of your own eye, hallelujah, you could get that speck of dust out of your brother's eye, hallelujah, amen. If you can see, amen, if you can get past your problem, hallelujah, your problem is prejudging people, thinking people just do what they do because they do it, hallelujah, amen. And instead of bringing it to the forefront and saying, do you know you did this? You offended me when you did this? Praise God, or you do that. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And like she said, some people get offended when they get corrected. Hallelujah, amen. But that brings me back to that old saying, hey, the truth hurts. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, the truth hurts, amen. Everybody don't like to hear the truth. Praise God, amen. And a lot of people, the Lord say this, a lot of people wonder, especially in ministry, hallelujah, what's wrong, why my congregation ain't growing? Hallelujah, amen. I know I'm speaking the truth. I got a few loyal followers. Hallelujah, but the rest, they come and go. Trust me, I personally, I've been there. The Lord says, hallelujah, it's because people can't handle the truth. Hallelujah. That's the bottom line. They don't want the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. Praise God. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that in the book of Ezekiel, how God was mad at the prophets of the time because the prophets were prophesying to build. Hallelujah. Prophesying to grow. Prophesying to invest. Hallelujah. Prophesying, amen, that prosperity was coming. But God wasn't saying that. God was telling them, tell them judgment is coming. Tell them they need to get themselves together. Tell them they need to change their ways. Tell them they need to repent. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that wasn't what the preacher was preaching. Hallelujah. Praise God. The same thing going on today. Hallelujah. Even with this going on, they still saying this is not God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And it baffles my mind when they get up there with the degrees. Hallelujah. And you went to school for this for so many years, and you mean to tell me you didn't read? Hallelujah. When God flooded the world, hallelujah, you didn't read. Praise God. When God made the fire rain down from heaven, hallelujah, you didn't read. When God said that if I shut up the heavens, that it won't rain. And if I send the locusts, hallelujah, to eat up your crops, if I send pestilence among my people, if I do this, praise God, hallelujah. And why did he want us to do it? Hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name, hallelujah, would humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, praise God. We want to blame the Trumps, hallelujah, amen. We want to blame the presidents and the emperors and the world leaders, hallelujah. When God is looking at the church, hallelujah, and saying, if my people, hallelujah, if my people would get themselves right, I'll heal the whole country. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. If my people would get it together, hallelujah, amen. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. Hallelujah. I'm talking about you. Praise God. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the people who are called by his name. We call ourselves Christians, children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. But he said, when y'all get it together, hallelujah, everything else will fall in line. Praise God. When we waiting on the world to get it together, and God say, I'm waiting on you. Praise God. Like First Lady said before, we really the leaders. Hallelujah. We really the ones in charge. Praise God. Hallelujah. You talk about a secret society running the world. Hallelujah. The church really runs the world because the world is looking at us. If we do it, they do it. Y'all ain't hear me. Praise God, because y'all look at what the world do and say, we not doing that. Hallelujah, amen. But if you read the book of Habakkuk, God told Habakkuk, if I told you what they was really doing, hallelujah, if I showed, this is what God said. God said, if I showed you what was really going on, you wouldn't believe
me. Preach. Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. Now, if God said, now we talk, God is talking, and God said, you wouldn't believe me. Hallelujah, amen. You wouldn't believe God if he told you what was really going on. Hallelujah, amen. So the world, watch this. This is what kind of hurts our feelings. The world is really a reflection of us. Hallelujah, because they trying to be like us. They trying to do the things that we do. Hallelujah, amen. Even in their speeches, they give thanks to God. Hallelujah, they still swear on the Bible. Hallelujah, amen. They want to be like us. But we don't see that because we too busy trying to be like, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We too busy trying to be like them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Like the woman of God was bringing forth that message. Hallelujah. Amen. Don Coffey had every right to be a disgruntled, angry, upset prisoner if he wanted to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had every right, hallelujah, to be depressed. Hallelujah, and angry. Every right. He was an innocent man. Praise God. Sent to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Finding himself on death row, about to be executed. Praise God. For a crime he didn't commit. And like the woman of God said, it reminds me of Jesus. Jesus had every right to call angels down out of heaven. Hallelujah. Legions. He could have called legions of angels down. Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have destroyed the world if he wanted to. He had every right. He was innocent. He didn't do nothing wrong. He was trying to help. And the very people he was trying to help put him on that cross and blamed it on the world, just like we're doing today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you think about it, the church, the priests are the ones that put him on that cross. Hallelujah. The Jews are the ones that put them on the cross. Hallelujah. They just hid behind the world. They hid behind Pilate. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we talk about Pilate. Hallelujah. As if Pilate was wrong. Pilate tried to free the man. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't found no fault in this man. This man ain't done nothing wrong. Hallelujah. I say we let him go. And the church said crucify him. And now the church wants to blame the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When we really need to be like Michael Jackson and start looking at the man that's in the mirror. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God this morning. Praise God for the word of God from the woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any other testimonies or comments on this morning? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person, hallelujah, who called in on this morning. Praise God. Or this afternoon, depending on what time zone that you're in. Hallelujah, amen. We were truly blessed with a word of God. Hallelujah, amen. From Missionary Valencia on today. Hallelujah, amen. We will be back online tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock Central Time. Praise God, amen. 11 o'clock Central Time, that's 9 o'clock. Hallelujah, West Coast time. Amen, praise God. 12 o'clock noon on the East Coast. Amen. If you're in that mountain time zone, amen, that'll be around 10 o'clock. Praise God. We will be on live with Bishop Mac Page and Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah for the Sunday service tomorrow. So we invite y'all to tune in tomorrow, call in tomorrow, be blessed. Hallelujah with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God from Bishop Mac Page. Amen. Then we will be back online again next week, amen. Like Sister Valencia told you, Thursday, she will be bringing forth the message that night. Hallelujah, amen. You can look forward, amen, to some morning services next week from First Lady and myself. Praise God, amen. So we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. We're going to continue praising God and magnifying his name. Praise God and showing the world how it's supposed to be done. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. In these times of crisis, can we show the world, hallelujah, how it's supposed to be done? Hallelujah, amen. Can we stand up and show them we ain't scared? Hallelujah, praise God, that we got the blood of Jesus over our doorposts. Praise God, and we gonna plead the blood. Hallelujah, that the blood will never lose its power. Can we get back, hallelujah, to those days when the blood cured everything? Hallelujah, praise God. It cured it before you got it. It was a vaccine. Hallelujah, praise God, before you got it. Hallelujah, amen. It was a cure after you had it. Praise God, and it was a testimony 20 years later. Praise God, and the blood still works. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah, amen. And we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out for the day. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you once again, Lord, for being who you are. Hallelujah. And that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah. We will continue to praise you and magnify your name. We thank you for the word that you brought forth today, Lord. We thank you for the woman of God. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you replenish her. Hallelujah. The virtue that she has poured out onto us. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we ask that everybody that is in attendance take this word and live this word today. Hallelujah. Let us be like the man that dug down to the rock and get a solid foundation on your word. Help us to use this time of solitude, this time of quarantine to get closer to you. Hallelujah, to seek your face. Hallelujah, to seek your righteousness, to seek your kingdom, Lord. And Lord, we praise you. We magnify you on today, for you are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed day and just continue to pray throughout the day and see what God can manifest in your life. Everybody have a blessed one. I'm going to leave y'all with this beware.
Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all have a blessed day.
Remember what the words say. Never seen the righteous forsaken. All they see is that the big and pray. Hey, this is the realest thing I ever wrote. But this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, he like it's a joke. Low key, jumping fly, why you shaming folks? I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You're telling me like for real, like you seen a plan. Sometimes I think you the one high, you need to land. Like the man that builds his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started slow, no, no, on the truth. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. Sticking to the plan, I won't deviate. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my tray. Beware of the Pharisees, and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gon' get it. The hate community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Stay on that battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas, cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifted. The whole plan going sideways, you're drifting. Before I ever lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on a hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in the T mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers, that's what they call me. No devil's right, I'm a loser, no, this is how I'm right. Beware of the Pharisees, brave. Don't let them get in your head.
All they see is has a bed for bread.